It's interesting because before this song started, Emmett, when I was praying for you, this is what I saw. This was before this song started. It was like a cylinder shape, like a tube. And God was blowing it into you. And I knew it was His Spirit that was being blown into you. And I was like, don't know what you're doing, God. But what I felt was He was blowing into you His Spirit, but He was removing bits and pieces of debris that had been stuck there for years, from things that have happened over the years, things that you don't even know are there. Like, they're just like, it was almost like little bits and pieces of residue. And I just saw Him blowing His Spirit into you through this cylinder. And I thought, well, I don't know what the cylinder means, but maybe it's more directed at certain areas. I don't know. But I just saw Him blowing that into you. And then a few minutes later, I saw a picture of you giggling like a little girl. You were so free. You were just free from everything. And you were just giggling like there was, you were like this little child, and there was, you were completely free. So I don't know if that speaks to you at all, but that's a picture that I was getting, and then this video, and then George's word about God blowing in. So I figured this is time to tell you.
Yeah, and I got a word for you, a picture for you, if you will. And it was of a mother, and I don't even know if, are you a mom? We've never talked about that aspect of your life, but I just heard that the Lord wanted you to know that He's got a plan for you, and I believe that there's a place for you for nurturing people, for loving people, for, you know, you've got your wit and you've got your charm, but at the same time, the Lord is saying, no, there's more to you than that. See, I've been telling you. Is that what she just said? I've been telling you. But the Lord is saying, He says, that, no, He says, I've got people that I want you to nurture. I want you to come alongside and encourage and build up and nourish them, right? Like, because we need that mothering sometimes. You know, we were talking about that the other day, that, you know, it doesn't matter how old our kids get, you know, that they can still come to us, right? That they can still just cry out and mom's going to be there. Well, there are people in the church that you're going to be able to mother them in some way, shape, or form. And it might not be spiritually, it might be spiritually, but it's going to be something that you're going to feed them, right? And they're going to feel nourished. They're going to feel built up and encouraged by that. And so that's what I was getting for you, was that a nurturing place, and that, you know, that you're a part of a family, and like I said, just that whole mothering thing. So I'll leave that with you.
Thank you, Jesus. He's just given me one word, and maybe He'll give me more, and it's favor. You have the favor of the Lord. Yeah. He sees you in the dark places. He sees you in the quiet of the night. And He delights in you. He knows every place you go. Yeah. He knows where your heart goes. And when the enemy's saying, oh, you're not good enough. You remember this thing you do. You remember it. That's not God. That's not the way He sees you. He sees you and He delights in you. You are a mom. My hardest kid. If you can, they're laughing. Some of you know my hardest kid also gave me such delight. She broke me in a lot of ways. Judy, yeah, she was good at that. But you know, I love that girl. I mean, I love the others, but I love that girl so much. And that's like the Lord. He knows when we've gone through those hard times. He knows those valleys we've gone through. He knows those thorny hedges that leave icky marks on our hands and stuff. And he knows why we were there. And he still loves us. And he delights in you.